Well, first of all, congratulations on your contract that you signed with the Rocket in June.
Oh, thank you.
So last season, you played in Florida in ECHL for most of the season. You played 9 games with Laval. It included the long playoff run in the ECHL as well with Florida. What was your assessment of how your season went last year?
I thought it went pretty well. Our team in Florida, we had a really good team, so it just made the game that much more fun to play. It was a really offensive game, so as a forward, it kind of worked out perfectly for me. So it gave me a lot of good opportunities to be offensive and whatnot, and then I was able to get a chance to go up and play with Laval, and they gave me a really good opportunity to come in and play good minutes and play with really good players, so I really couldn't complain about how they treated me. It was just a really good experience.
And was it an easy decision for you to sign with Laval, with the Rocket?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as they offered me in the summer, it was kind of a no-brainer just because of how good the coaches were, the facilities, the players and whatnot. It was just kind of a home run.
And how did you find the transition between the ECHL and the AHL? Was it much different? Was it like you expected? How did you find that?
I found it, it was definitely a little bit more detail-oriented, a little bit more structured, but I've kind of heard that in the past, and of course it was a little bit bigger and faster and physical. I mean, it was just the next step up, and I expected that, and but it was still really good game, a really fast game. So,
is there a specific aspect of your game that you've been focusing on during this off season?
Not necessarily. I just try to continue to be a 200-foot player, someone who can play in the offensive and defensive zone. And I guess just kind of executing on chances that I would get, kind of work on the little goal scoring things is a big thing for me that I want to continue to work on.
And what type of role do you think you need to have on the team in order for you to be the most successful?
I think the biggest thing is to move your feet and work hard the whole time, but I mean, I'm willing to play whatever role that they need me to play, so I'll just go to camp this summer and see kind of where I fit in and hopefully get another shot.
And what kind of role did you have in Florida, in the ECHL?
In Florida, I was able to play on one of the top lines and kind of have it more of an offensive role. So that was kind of fun just because of the power play minutes and kind of the good chances that I would get, the good looks that I would get offensively. So I would say more of kind of an offensive role in Florida.
And speaking of the Rocket, during the offseason, they signed a couple of veterans in Phil Varone and Riley Barber. They've had success offensively in the past in the AHL. Do you think scoring is what hurt Laval last season?
I was only around for about a month and a half, so I couldn't really say for sure, but I mean, I know those two players. I know Riley Barber really well. They're definitely really skilled players, really good offensively. So, I mean, those are great pickups, and it should really help the team out for sure.
All right, perfect. So I want to thank you for your time, Joe. I really appreciate it. And looking forward to seeing you in Laval during camp.
Yeah, no problem.